A federal jury has found three young Somali Americans from Minnesota guilty of conspiring to travel to Syria and join ISIS. The verdict marks the largest ISIS-related conviction in the United States to date. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has been following the trial, and she is with us now. And Dina, first tell us, who are the defendants in this case? I'm sorry, we don't have a connection to Dina right now. Dina, are you there? We have a little technical difficulty. We're going to play some music here for a second, and we will connect back with Dina Temple-Raston in just a moment. Okay, now we are joined by Dina Temple-Raston, who's going to remind us who the defendants are in this case in Minneapolis.
Well, there were three men at the defense table, Gulid Omar, Abdirahman Dawood, and Mohammed Farah. And what's important about this case is that these three defendants were part of a much larger group of high school and college friends from the Twin Cities who planned to leave the U.S. to join ISIS. I mean, prosecutors have actually linked about a dozen people to the case. A handful of friends of the defendants have actually gone to Syria and joined ISIS. And then there were six others who never left the country but were arrested and charged and eventually pleaded guilty to intending to join ISIS. So it was clear from the start that these three men on trial were going to have a hard time convincing a jury that they didn't intend to travel to Syria, given that they had these friends who already admitted to doing exactly that.
And you were in the courtroom for part of this trial, right?
I was. I was there for part of the friends' testimony. There were three young men, former friends of the defendants, who testified. And it was really compelling. It laid out precisely how these guys goaded themselves to action. They essentially recruited themselves by watching ISIS videos over and over again. And according to some testimony, Gulid Omar, one of the men who was found guilty today, was the one who was the real catalyst. He was asking them if they were in or out, pressuring them, that sort of thing.
What has been the reaction to this verdict in Minneapolis?
Well, even before the verdict, there were some obvious splits in the community. I was there for the jury selection process. It ended up being an all-white jury. Two black people in the jury pool were taken out pretty early. And then you could feel tension in the gallery. At one point, someone in the back called one of the witnesses a spy. At another point, a mother and a daughter were removed from the courtroom as they argued over the case. I mean, part of the issue is that the defendants in this case aren't hardened criminals. They were 19 and 20 years old when they were arrested. And their defense attorneys argued that these men were just talking big and they never really intended to travel to Syria.
Well, so what happens next?
Sentencing is next, and that's likely in the coming weeks. Material support to a terrorist organization could mean 15 to 20 years in prison. The other major charge, conspiring to commit murder, could mean a possible life sentence.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.